Everyone hear me okay? Don't have a microphone, but I think my voice is good enough. Roxanna asked me what I was going to preach on tonight, and I told her nothing, and she didn't believe me. But that's the title of my lesson, Doing Nothing. So, start with a quote I found. It's from an unknown source. It says, I was going to do something today, but I haven't finished doing nothing from yesterday. So, I know when I get up here and do a lesson, I always try to do something that I need to hear. So this is what I need to hear. Another time, Roxanna and I were at an art museum in Lima, and there was an exhibition about politics in Peru. And it had pictures and art about famous people in Peru. But there was one painting that had just three words on it and was a commentary on politics in Peru, which probably also works for politics in the United States. And all it said was, mañana, mañana, mañana. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And I know some of us probably use that excuse. I have done that myself. This is just going to be a real short lesson, but I'm sure John could get up here and do a whole hour worth of nothing and be really good at it, right? Yeah, I think Miss Peggy would probably agree with you, right? But I'm just going to look at two passages today from the Bible, passages that you guys know very well, but very much applies to doing nothing. The first one is in Proverbs 24. If you guys want to look at that real quick, Proverbs 24, 30 through 34. Proverbs 24, 30 through 34. It says, I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyard of the man who lacks judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned the lessons from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding in the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit and scarcity like an armed man. Now, I don't know much about stone walls. I've never built one. I've never had one in my yard. But I do know a little bit about weeds and thorns, 'cause I've had a yard before. And one summer when we were in Tampa, we had some azaleas. And we had a problem with these thorny vines that were getting in the azaleas all the time. We couldn't stop it. We couldn't dig them out. But one day, Roxanna and I went out there, and we got out there, and we got all those thorns out of there. We dug. We did everything we could to get those thorns out of there. And when we got finished, it looked really nice. And we had just garbage cans full of vines. And then we went to Peru for a month. And while we were gone, it rained every day in Tampa. And when we got back, we looked at those azaleas, and it looked like we hadn't worked on those things for a year. So it doesn't take long for bad things to start happening when you don't do what you need to be doing. And then the second passage is in Matthew 25. Matthew 25, 24, 14 through 30, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. But everyone knows this passage very well. It's about the man who went off on a trip and left his servants in charge of his money. And he gave one 5 talents, one 2 talents, and one talent. And I wasn't sure how much talents were worth, but a little thing in my Bible says a talent is worth about $1,000. So he didn't leave them with just $5, $2, and $1. He left them with some money, and they needed to do something with that. And, of course, what we know is that the man with 5 doubled it. The man with 2 doubled his. But the man with 1 did what? He buried it. Why did he bury it? Okay. So if we pick up in verse 24. It says, then the man who had received the 1 talent came to his master. He said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here it is. It belongs to you. He seemed pretty happy, actually, didn't he? I didn't lose it. Here it is. But his master was not happy. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. He could have done something, okay, even if it wasn't much. He could have got a little bit of money back for his master. It says, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even that he has, will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. On our jobs, if we don't do what we're supposed to be doing, it doesn't take a long journey for something bad to happen. It could be one day if you don't do what you're supposed to be doing. You could lose your job. You could have bad things happen at work. And then the last passage I have is not actually from the Bible. It's from a movie I saw, and we recently watched it at the house. Some of you may have seen this movie. It came out in 84. It's called The Never Ending Story. Has anyone seen that? A couple of you have seen that. Just give it a real quick summary here. Never read the book, but the movie. In the movie, there's this fantasy world, and this world is crumbling apart. It's just disappearing. And something had to be done about it. And so it had some real unique characters in it. And so anyway, the hero of the story is a young warrior, and he's been called to the kingdom by the queen, and to do something about this problem. And the hero is talking to a wise man, and the wise man tells him, "You have to hurry because the nothing grows stronger every day." Okay, and so what does that mean exactly? It just means that the more you do nothing, the easier it is to continue doing nothing. Okay, and so New Year's coming up, so if some of you have problems with maybe doing nothing or maybe saying manana, manana, manana all the time, maybe now is the time to start doing something about it and quit doing nothing.